Morning, Church. This is Dave Stebbings. I serve as one of the elders at Good News Bible Chapel. I'd like to welcome you to the GMBC Prayercast for Wednesday, May 25th, 2016. 2 Timothy 3, 1-5 tells us that in the last days there will be terrible times. The passage says that in those days people will be lovers of themselves, and it describes them with words like brutal, abusive, unforgiving, and treacherous. But it may surprise you to learn that ungrateful is included in this list. Over the past months, God has been bringing my heart into a place of thankfulness. In Luke 6:35, Jesus says that the Most High is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. As a redeemed follower of Jesus, we are recipients of His kindness, and so we are forever grateful. Ephesians 1:3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." And James 1:17 tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. This should cause our hearts to erupt with praise. Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5 teaches us to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 3 says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods." So, as you go to Him in prayer today, may your hearts overflow with thankfulness and gratitude, bringing shouts of joy and praise to our God and King. Praise Him.